there was a Michael Jackson album released this month in 1972 as well. Before we go, we want to thank our hosts at News Talk 92.7, home of the Devil Radio app, where you can listen to the show on demand. On weekends, catch us on the website, upnorthpodcast.com, or any of the usual places you subscribe to podcasts. You can watch us on YouTube by searching for Up North Podcast. You can also find the video version on the Facebook page of the Minocqua Brewing Company. You can reach us by email at info@upnorthpodcast.com. And you can find the work that I do on a daily basis over at upnorthnewswi.com. Don't forget the WI, or search Up North News WI on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Kirk.
All right. So in the time we have left, we wanted to compare and contrast potentially the worst Republican in America and our president, Joe Biden. And obviously the worst Republican in America would be our own unfortunate U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. You know, so we're going to start with this crazy story about him, and then we're going to end with all the great all the things that Biden has actually accomplished that we so often don't hear about. So first of all, this thing was in the news. Was it today or yesterday where he's having the Ron Johnson's having this panel discussion with doctors who are kind of the anti-vax doctors, the ones who have spread misinformation, the ones who are working on ivermectin, are saying that there's a Wisconsin doctor that's saying ivermectin is the way to go. Obviously, I'm not the doctor here. So, Kristen, what is this conference all about, and why, I mean, how damaging is it for him to bring a conference of doctors to kind of go against vaccines?
I'm just speechless. I mean, when I heard about this conference, it just doesn't make any sense at all to me as a physician who cares about people and works with other physicians who have things like licenses and consciences. But, you know, I look at this crew and I think it's just to feed the base. I can't understand, especially this guy from Wisconsin, who was accredited and respected. Something happened. I don't know, a mental break. I don't know what happened to this fella, but he has just gone off the deep end. And there are a handful of people who are doing that. They're spreading misinformation. They're harming people. Often they're losing their licenses. They're being discredited by their professional organizations. And that's important. And that's actually a big movement in the medical community right now. Well, but
it just proves you can have an MD at the end of your name, and it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be on the same page, you know, fighting this pandemic. You think of that Trump doctor, Ronnie Jackson, who's yes, running for Congress now. He's the one that was like, oh, Trump's going to live to 200. He's so healthy. I would have pulled his medical license right then and there. And it gets in the way, Kristen, of all the long conversations you have to have with people who hear this kind of misinformation. We've talked about that with you before.
Well, the number of people who show up in the emergency department with COVID and they say to the doctor who's treating them, I just didn't know. I didn't know if it was the right thing for me because the information was all over the place. But now I'd like to have the vaccine. But it's too late for them point.
Yeah.
And some of them die. And our healthcare providers are exhausted. 30% of healthcare providers are considering quitting healthcare permanently because of what they've endured. It's a crisis now, but this is going to be a crisis for many years to come. We already had a nursing shortage going into this, and look what we're doing to our nurses. Who's right. going to take care of us as our population continues to age and chronic disease catches up with us? This is going to be, it's just going to hang around with us for decades.
Now, by contrast, President Biden on Thursday marks 1 year in office, one refreshing year, no fleecing taxpayers with endless golf games, no endless Twitter flame throwing. And perhaps biggest of all, an actual commitment to fighting the pandemic. We are now coming up on 250 million Americans who have received at least one dose of the vaccine. 81 million have gotten their booster dose. Healthcare matters to good leaders. And we'll leave you with this new factoid. Under changes Biden made to the Affordable Care Act, the marketplace, which just finished its open enrollment season, is now covering a record number of Americans, 14.2 million people enrolled. When people have health insurance coverage, it means less unpaid medical debt that gets passed on to you and me through higher premiums. It means people get the care they need earlier before it becomes more acute and more expensive. Or as CNBC put it in their coverage of the record enrollment, experts chalk up the dramatic upswing in enrollment to several key factors, most of which directly stem from Biden defeating Trump more than a year ago. You tack on the American Rescue Plan, which kept the economy from collapsing, and the bipartisan infrastructure bill, which will add jobs for many years to come. And you can see why this is an anniversary worth noting. And with that, it is time for us to go. Kirk, thank you. Kristen, great to see you. Thank you so much.
Great to see you too. And go, Joe. Woo!
Thanks to our guest, Dan Thino. And thank you for joining us at the cabin. Come on back next week up north.
Won't you let me die?